call this meeting of the City of Visby Youth Council on Monday, October 29, 2018, at 2:13 p.m. at Visby High School, at 325 School Campus Road, Visby, Arizona. Start by taking attendance from the council members. Councilmember Olivia Compton.
Present.
Councilmember Sydney Dozer.
Present.
Councilmember Damaris Lopez.
Present.
Councilmember Tazlina Sheikh.
Present.
Councilmember Hugo and myself present. Start by saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Start the meeting with a call to the public.
No public. Well, I just have one thing. You should have a copy of the open meeting laws in front of you. Did everyone get a copy? I lay five of them out there.
Yes, she has one.
Do you have one?
Yes. She does.
She does. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
I thought last week brought up that at this meeting that everyone would try to bring one more body, if you remember. It might be in the minutes.
We forgot there was a meeting to go to be fair.
Yeah, well, but I'm not going to make it a formal motion, but I think if you would try to get an underclassman.
But they have to be excused from class.
Well, we could try that, you know. We could try that, you know. But I think it would help because everybody here, we're losing everybody, right?
Yeah. Maybe we should bring student council in since they're already like a group and it would be easy to just bring them.
Okay.
Yeah, but we don't necessarily just want the same student council.
City council obviously
is showing. I'm just looking at how you're going to do this. You've got to carry on.
Well, look at item five. A plan.
Look at item five.
That's fine. Yeah,
item five is we're going to talk about that.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you did mention that.
Yes.
Maybe not, but I think that's a good idea. But I don't like I don't dislike our student council, but I just mean, like, I feel like
they do
well,
there
that's good since you got the president here.
We don't dislike you, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Honestly,
we love
it's
Sidcup.
Not how I thought student council would be run under me. So I'm kind of disappointed myself when it's...
Yeah, but it's not always about the president.
It's the power of democracy.
I know. It's hard liking anybody to agree on something.
Well, that seems to be the story of the century.
Not just students.
No.
It's not.
It definitely happens.
No, it's not.
Adult level, too.
Okay.
All right, moving on. We'll start with old business. Two discussion. Item one, discussion and possible approval of ordinance O-18-12, amending the membership age. Item two is discussion and possible recommendations regarding the Youth Council membership application. We'll start with item one. Discussed in previous meetings about many of the ordinance, we've talked about this, we've come up with some basic ideas.
And it's in your packet.
And it looked, yes.
There was just one slight change on page two of the ordinance itself, Exhibit A, and it's in bold and underlined. Just make sure you guys are okay with the wording there, and that's what you guys were wanting.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you guys are okay with that, we can put this on the next agenda for council, which is the November 7th meeting. But I would request that you guys be there to present and,
yeah,
you know, talk about it.
Because I forgot that I was speaking on that.
What's the date?
November 7th at 7 o'clock. Oh, you're not going to be there. Do you want me to hang it tight till the next one?
Could we? I mean, it would just be a couple weeks delay. It'd be right before Thanksgiving.
It would be November 20th.
And
no, because we wanted to.
That's not what we go for Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yes.
Graduation.
It is.
You're right with the change, so we took out this, added
Which one?
Was under control.
This is the
Just because they kind of go fast to he graduated.
The amendment for the year.
Yeah, okay. Are you okay with the updates?
Is that okay with you guys, or we can leave it on the 6th? I'm just not going to be there. And I would like to be there to support you guys.
Yeah.
So, to move to the 20th? Thank you.
Again?
20 November. I have a... I'm looking for where the waivers...
What kind of waiver do you want for youth council? It has to be youth council specific in this section of the code.
You mean the exemption for age?
Yeah, like if they hadn't graduated yet, but and they turn 18,
oh,
then
yeah,
we can go for a waiver.
That's what I was wondering about.
If they haven't graduated and yet they turn 18, they could technically run for council at that time.
Oh, that's right.
That's why we left it. That's why we left it at the age of 18.
Well, you can go from here to there then.
Because you can register and run for council.
Okay.
I did know why. Okay. Well, then.
I can run that by the attorneys just in case, though.
Okay.
And Taz, do you have any comments on the edits?
No.
Looks pretty good to me.
So we move to approve. It's like a check vote.
You would,
someone else calls out, or
you can do that. You can do your roll call, but you need to make your motion to send it to council as approved.
So I'd like to make the motion to send the ordinance O-18-12 to city council for possible approval.
I second.
Okay.
Motion and a second. All right. All in favor, state by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Passes
unanimously.
5-0.
Well, it's only a recommendation.
Mm-hmm. They're recommending it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Item 2, discussion and possible recommendations regarding the youth council membership application.
Do you guys still have the application? If not, I think I have some more copies.
I think I have one.
I have a few here.
Oh, I have the volunteer app.
Okay. That's... I have 3 there. Just kind of share them for now.
Let's see if I have any other ones.
So, did anybody do any research on this or look into any of it by chance?
This?
On the application itself. Things that you would want on the application.
I have. One more.
Do we need all these committees on this one?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of marked.
Does anyone
one that I'm marking up myself.
Yes.
So I got rid of them. It's going to be specific to youth council.
No, they're both. It's both the same application.
Oh.
That very true. If I can find another one.
I also looked up the city of Peoria. They have a youth council specific application on their website. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want to pass that around and look at it. Instead of reinventing the wheel. Also, City of Simi Valley, California had one. So if there's stuff on there that you guys like.
Maybe I'll be on the cemetery committee.
Don't they have to be 18?
I think it would be cool if we like talked about one specific issue that they had like in mind on the application, you know? Like it wouldn't necessarily
like an idea,
mean like make or break you get
something
in,
important to you, like a youth
project.
Okay.
And even if they didn't get accepted on the board, we could still
still their project.
But I mean, it's still like something a local.
And they could attend the meetings after.
But like,
something
like the software
you
or something.
Project. Okay.
I And then I feel like the questions on the back, like the other background information and like I'm qualified in serving this mm-hmm. because they're kind of vague and like pretty similar questions. So okay. I feel like those could be replaced by like, because we have like a civics question and then like an experience as far as like education and employment. So we could do like, mm-hmm. the other ones had stuff like hobbies and stuff mm-hmm. that you
like
enjoy.
Like volunteer efforts yeah. or school activities that
or
you're
something
in.
Like why you might be good to specifically serve the youth council.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind expanding the question on the back where it says I am quote qualified and interested in serving on the board because
yeah.
I feel like we should make that a several set of questions such as like what do you expect from youth council, what are your goals
yeah.
and ambitions, yeah. and what do you foresee as your impact,
and then that way
on council?
Yeah, and then that way the other background information relevant to serving this position isn't really relevant.
Okay.
Did you guys also want to do an interview? Because I know
you're
very interested in doing that before,
yeah.
and that would help you in what kind of questions you want to ask them.
Yeah,
and it could be like particular questions, and you know, can't grab them off the top of my head, but you know it could be things somewhat uncorrelated as well, just to help better understand who the people are, because you know we're not all like. Just people that are like hired or elected in this position, you know, like the point is coexistence, and so if people are, you know, better acquainted with one another, then it might be better.
Well, and that's where your interview comes in too, because you get a sense as to who the person is and how well they would play as a team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or play well with others.
Are you a team player, period?
Yeah, exactly. No, I really like the idea of the interview. I think that is, that serves a lot of purposes.
Yeah. And also, if you bring up a controversial, like, subject and one, like, one that nobody can't entirely agree on, like, we have to, like, not argue, like,
discuss
about it. Like, we can, like, see what side they prefer most and how they would adapt to what people don't agree with.
What's currently
mm-hmm. how they would deal with conflict.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that'd be great.
Yep.
Okay.
You could put that down. How do you deal with conflict? Or do a scenario during the interview. Just mm-hmm. have a scenario. How would you resolve that?
I think that we should definitely add what grade they're in.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Okay.
And maybe... it kind of goes along with the same thing, but a date of birth, it's not, or like an age as well, it's not on here.
Okay, we can ask their
Can
age.
We do that?
I'm not going to ask for their date of birth, but I'll ask
yeah,
their age.
But an age.
Can we do that?
Because their ordinance is specific to age,
oh,
so we need
okay.
to know that.
Okay. Yeah. I just don't want age discrimination just because they're 17. They can't do something.
Okay.
What else? Also, like,
never mind.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Given, like, if we know their age, we kind of understand what kind of certain things are pressing on their mind at that moment. Because, like, from an 18-year-old and a 13-year-old, there are very different pressing matters.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I also feel like we should add a, you have to present a copy of your either, like, your most recent report card or progress report. Because a lot of people will just hop on the train just so they can get out of class.
Yeah.
And it just happens, and so I feel like if...
Or maybe just like...
What about...
Not
activities.
A grade of bias, per se. Like, if you have a low cumulative GPA, that doesn't mean you can be on youth council. But if you're failing a class...
Or
like
maybe instead of a report card, we could do, like, activities they're involved in.
Or a recommendation?
Or, like, one of those papers from your teacher, like, when you do sports. Like, not necessarily asking for your grades, but just, like, maybe we could add an attachment, like, each of your classes so that your teachers can, like, approve, like, oh, it's okay that they would miss this class for
yeah.
potential, like, activities. Uh-huh. And they're not just doing this to, like, get out of it.
You guys are
quick.
You could also use that community service.
What?
Oh,
need
yeah,
points.
Yes, and if any of you guys still need points, we can help you.
I don't even understand how that works.
Yeah, we just have to get a slip and then give it to
But at what do we need community service
when I got the kids?
You just look how many points to graduate, don't you?
Not anymore.
When I took kids out of school, out of this high school, to work community service, I had a thing typed up. They had to sign it, and I put what time they came there. They cleaned the cemetery one time, cut weeds and raked, and then they signed it when they left.
We're not going to make you
when they left, and I initialed it. And the time they came in and the time they left. And that's where they got a lot of their community service points at the high school. I had them doing all kinds of things in town.
Mm-hmm. Community service, even though it's not required, is still something that you should just have anyway. I mean, no set amount, but it's something you should be
doing. I know. But is it something that you have to? Service, but I was just wondering if it was still a graduation requirement. Because talk about it, but no one's saying.
They had that a long time ago, but I think they should.
Hours of meetings.
We can do that.
If we have any of that. Because we have all the papers.
And you can always come back to us after the fact. And yes, we'll certify that you served.
Maybe since they're under.
Do we need to come up with something?
It's just kind of like a.
Or after.
They have them in the office. I guess about like the slips. They're in that. We have some here. We just bring them to you, and you guys just sign off.
And what does that do for you? I mean, it doesn't give you hours. I mean,
it just looks good on college applications, scholarships.
Right.
Good.
It's just for like.
After the end of a year or something, you know, maybe a certification that you served on the youth council for the year. Would that be
easier? Because even that looks great on a transcript too.
Sure.
Any kind of municipal.
It would be cool if there was kind of like a start and end date. Like maybe we could, because like almost like a paper proof of like youth council, we each got like certificates.
Could do that. Mm-hmm. We can do that.
Give you something that, you know, some type of documentation that she served on the youth council for a year.
Yeah.
Or get however long
it is. We can get liaison approval to, like, use that as a reference, per se, like, authentication for a transcript.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the application we could add, like, a parent's email or a phone number, since they are under 18 and it's hard to get a hold.
I love it.
Oh, tell me about it. You all were hard to get a hold of this summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who is waving her hand over there?
Me. So for 18 years of age, I will be turning 18 in November, so do you mean...
You get the waiver that we were talking about. There's it's just an exemption to finish your term.
Okay. When you graduate. Understood.
But the rest of this looks fine.
Okay. So I'll have a draft back to you guys at the next meeting.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Those are all really good suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Any other suggestions? Amending the application?
The other thing, along with the application is you need to start thinking of what kind, once you get the applications done, you don't want those?
I have money.
I can't remember after 5 seconds what I was saying. You need to think about what kind of questions you want to ask in the interviews and make the questions the same questions that you ask everybody.
Yeah.
And that way it's consistent. Okay.
All right, let's transfer over.
For interviews, did we decide if we're doing it like group interviews or just like one of us every time?
We were talking about a group. I would recommend a group.
I would prefer a group too.
That all we need
not
to do
like a
is
one-on-one.
We'll just say that a quorum is going to be.
A quorum should be required.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it will just and we'll just notice it that the interviews are taking place and there will be a quorum.
When they give out the applications, I would suggest that they give out the bios along with that application.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
And we should also present them and verbally
so that they
at
can
the
read
interview.
It
do we have a copy of the bylaws?
Not with me.
But we do have.
Yes.
No. Yes.
That's
going to
be a big.
Do you have an application?
Yeah, probably need a copy.
Make it a packet. and then they can know what they're...
But that's a lot. That's just a lot of paper to put on an application. That's the only thing.
No, no. When they give...
When you we come in for the interview.
Do you need me to bring you guys some?
We can keep the bylaws.
Okay, next meeting I'll bring you guys all one.
We should add discussion and recommendations of interview process to new business for the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that'd be a good session to talk about and perfect.
And also, how do you feel about putting on there a copy of the bylaws for everybody and
yes.
for them to be reviewed and see if there's anything that you want to change or not?
Also, are we going to have a, because on this one it has a deadline. It says it's going to be accepted until 5 p.m. on Friday, April 19th. Mm-hmm. Are we going to have a certain, like, time period that they can apply, or is it all year?
It's up to you.
Well, the only problem with, like, setting a specific date is if someone doesn't hear about it, or if someone moves, and, you know, the rare chance that that happens, but it's still a...
And we barely have enough people that's
here. Or if people get, like, attend.
So yeah. It should be all year?
We can set a date once we have, like, a full membership, or, like, people on standby that want to join.
Well, if you're looking for applications to fill a vacancy, you can put a deadline on that.
Yeah.
You can change the deadline every time mm-hmm. that you do it.
Yeah. So we don't have to, like, pass that. Huh. Okay.
No, you could just put that in the instructions that, you know, this is all applications need to be received by, and who to send them to.
All right, so we'll transfer over from old business to new business here, starting with number 3, discussion and possible recommendation regarding future fundraising initiatives. So we talked a little bit about this last meeting, mostly a few meetings prior. We hadn't really come up with any definitive ideas yet. We were kind of just hanging on the fence of mostly selling things or selling services, which is basically the only kind of fundraising that exists. does anyone have any suggestions, recommendations that they've thought of since then?
I thought about it a little bit. Okay, so at first I was thinking we should have a bake sale, but then, no, I'm just kidding. But I think it would be cool because who doesn't love kids and puppies if we, like, did something with the animal shelter? Because, like, that's the best way, I feel like, to pair with youth, you know, like, what
and
kids
that
doesn't
brings
love
attention
animals.
To the shelter.
And the shelter really needs some help right now. Like, the old dog catcher just passed away recently, and, like, if there's been a bunch of, like, there's been a rise in missing and, like, stuff like that, animals recently in the town. It is a no-kill shelter, so it always needs support, like, as is. And there's just a lot of animals in right now. Like, for the first time in a really long time, they have kittens, which is pretty crazy. They, like, never have kittens. So I think it would be really cool if we, like, did something with them, because that would give us a cause to, like, raise money, and it would be a really cool opportunity to, like, give kids something to do.
Do you have an idea of what?
Well, because I was thinking we should have a bake sale. It would be cool if we did, like, an animal bake sale. Like, we could make,
we could incorporate something with, like, one of the adoption days with a bake sale.
Yeah,
like, so you can get a kitten and then a cupcake and like, all the
But we can make, like, edible, like...
It's a cupcake!
Yeah! And that's what we could honestly
puppies
call
and
that.
Pies! Puppies and pies!
We can make edible treats for humans, and we can make animal treats too.
I think that would be awesome, and the cupcake, the animal treats that you bake, and I've got little cookie cutters for animals, and then I think I have a recipe too for them.
Yeah.
And you can sell those in little bags.
And it's so they're not hard to make. Like, you can make edible, like, for animals. Like, you can make, like, frosting for them. Mm-hmm. You can make all types of different stuff.
And I'm sure
some
we could.
And there's so many cute names, like cupcakes for kids or pies for puppies. Like, cute.
Dylan's going, yeah, yeah. This is really good.
What you do with the animal shelter is you draw a picture of a dog, a rabbit, a cat, and you make a sheet cake, and you lay that picture, and you cut it, and you make an animal.
Yeah, but
we
want to make, like,
we should
single
make something. We should have, like, little like singular desserts, but then we should also raffle off like a big dessert.
Yeah, we can also raffle stuff off too. Like we could collect
like a cake or something, like you were talking.
Yeah, and we can collect, like, we can do a big raffle of, like, a cake or, like, a big thing, and then we can also do, like, small stuff. Like,
yeah,
we could give away bags of dog food, or we could even do, like, we could set up some type of donation thing where we can, like...
They're looking for dog food right now.
Yeah, the pound, the literally the pound always...
It would definitely bring attention to the shelter and to us at the same time.
We could have donation jars set up for both the shelter and the youth council, and I'm sure... Even if I'm sure the shelter would still give us a portion, but if we had our own, that would allow them to keep as much as possible, and we'd have our own. So it'd be doing both parties.
And we could like set up like multiple, basically like incentives of it, so that some of the things we would be making money from, and then some of it we would actually be able to like donate back to the animal shelter too. So like we could sell like the little treats and stuff, and we can keep all the money from that. And then if we do, like, a big raffle or something, all the proceeds from that, say, could, like, go back to the actual shelter.
We can also, as well as the raffle, another way that we can get people to get, like, larger things at once, if we choose to do anything that has anything to do with adoption, if they adopt, like, at the fair, at this little fair, then they could win something like that. Like, they get, like, a complimentary, like, here's a cake.
A lot of the times, the pound, like, every so often, I'm not sure how often it happens, but they do... neuter and like spay and do shots and stuff for a lot cheaper than it would usually be, and maybe we could kind of coordinate that somehow to like draw people to that and maybe like give away a free like spay or something.
Don't let
like
them in,
because that would be really cool, like when your dog up fixing.
That's good.
I love it.
And also we can go door to door, because if they actually see our faces, like it works a lot better than rather than just hearing about it, because they might not know who we are. So if we like show them face to face, be like, hey, this is who we are, like we want you to be here and support us, and just come on out to the community and we'd love to see you. Mm-hmm.
Can get advertising usually free in the paper.
Yeah.
With your
and
picture.
We haven't had an updated picture.
Yes, we will do that. With your new shirts that we hopefully order
Yay.
Soon.
Oh, yes!
Is that on here?
That's,
yeah, that's on.
It is.
That's on. Yeah.
It is.
I want
really
one.
You do get one.
I really, really, really am proud of these suggestions. Really, actually, this is really nice to, you know, have people coming up with feasible ideas that are actually profitable.
But the pound really needs some help right now.
So we just have to figure out like how to advertise it, what we're going to make.
How can we do the most?
You know, another thing that you can do is that you can be requesting dog food or
donation.
Whatever it is that they need as a donation at the
yeah.
same time. Mm-hmm.
Like we can try to, like while we're planning and advertising, we can even try to collect stuff like that. Because literally they can use anything like collars, leashes,
right.
food, all kinds of stuff like that.
Yep.
And it never hurts to give a dog a bow.
Maybe we should bring Kelly in to...
Yes, yeah.
Have the Friends of the Animal Shelter, the director, I guess she's director, Kelly, come
Kelly
and talk
Kathy.
To you, right?
Yeah, it would be
Kathy.
Cool if we could like coordinate.
And then you guys can start coordinating, and I think she'd be super excited to hear this.
Yeah. And getting young kids involved with it.
I think that'd be awesome.
I shouldn't say young kids, you're not young kids.
And then
you're
we
old
can
kids.
Even like go back and walk the dog. Just like as volunteers.
They're always looking for that.
Like they always need people to volunteer, and it would be a really cool thing
to
do.
Is it like just regular people allowed to go and
yeah.
just walk a dog?
You have
yeah, just
the
walk
yeah,
a dog.
You can literally go there and
you
they'll
actually,
let you just play with the dogs too.
I didn't even
too.
Know that.
Oh yeah.
I didn't care if they were
yeah. You'd have to fill out a volunteer
from
10 form.
To 2.
Yeah.
Fill out the volunteur form and then you guys could do it.
I did it with girls.
During that period of time, I think some people go in earlier when they feed them, and I think they walk them afterwards. Mm-hmm. But Kelly would know all of that.
And they like
the people
to
the
come
shelter.
Play with the kittens,
yes.
so they're used to
yes.
being around people.
Yep.
That
socialize them.
Yeah.
sued.
I think we should do that.
When I worked in Torreyville, I used to see them all the time. I would hear a bark, and I have to go out and see which dog this was.
But that would give us, like, potential fundraising opportunity and a bunch of, like, potential volunteer activity.
And allies.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Assets to help us in the future.
Yes.
And the thing with our t-shirts, I think it'd be cool if we, like, left, like, a part on the back or something, and we can add on, every time we do, like, a partnership fundraiser or something, we can, like, add on their logo. And that'd be cool, like all the people.
Like just like iron.
A sponsorship patch. Basically.
All the people we've partnered with would be really cool.
Those are easy enough to do on the computer.
Even get like little paw patches or something.
You can just iron
Okay. I want to be on the youth council.
Well, you guys get to liaison. It's great.
I get to liaison. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do. I get to help you.
So.
I get to help.
You're still in on the puppies and pies. Yeah. Okay. Does anybody else have any?
I would just say let's put this on next meeting as old business.
Start thinking about timeline. Yeah. How soon you're wanting to do this.
We should probably do it before it gets like really cold.
Yeah.
Or
and
else
we can also.
Well, that's where they really need people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's honestly a big time window.
Then we can sell warm things too, like warm beverages incorporated.
Yes, yes.
Eggs, warm treats. And when it gets cold and dogs get let out, it's not. So.
And like we can like try and make it all day thing if the weather is cooperating. Mm-hmm.
We can try to plan it around the shelter, because do they ever have, like, their own, like, adopter days or something
They're
like that?
They're open every day from 10 to 2.
So, oh,
every day.
But do they have, they don't have, like,
they don't usually have big adoption days,
fair.
But you
but
guys could help them create that.
Like, no, but they
we
did.
We will make the adoption fair.
Yeah.
But they did have, they do take the animals to the farmer's market.
Yeah, that's what
which they did last Saturday, and two of the kittens were adopted.
Oh, that's good.
Because I was going to adopt one and it got adopted.
A friend of mine just adopted two cats from there.
Yeah. I just got a bad cat. So maybe with Kelly here, you guys could plan a big adoption day. She'd pick a date and then you guys could build off that.
She's
adorable.
Sorry about that. We got off track.
Yeah.
Talking about
okay.
Any other discussion about future fundraising ideas? Wrapped up. New business. Item number 4 is discussion on the branding or youth council flag ideas. We briefly spoke about this at the last meeting, just before the bell rang. I know we were talking about incorporating is it Jen Loria's design.
She does our branding for the city, and I mean she's incorporated a lot of color into the new, you know, Be Bisbee campaign that's going on. So it's like really vibrant, and you know, it kind of plays to, you know, be inspired, be, you know. So I didn't know if you guys wanted to play off of something like that. If there you go.
I think mainly we just need some type of like representation of Bisbee, like whether that's like a bee or just like something that's like super Bisbee.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we should pick like a
no it's the other side you're supposed to be looking at.
What's our color?
I think it definitely should have colors because we are youth.
Yeah, we're very colorful. Like, Bisbee's known as being colorful.
But not like just kids.
Like we're the
only
kids.
Colorful.
You know?
Only colorful in the term of profits, basically. You know, in the sense that it was a mining, is mostly a shiny, shiny
maybe
copper,
we could, like,
silver, and then green.
We could incorporate like some copper, some turquoise.
Maybe
we
could
Bisbee,
like, in copper lettering, and then the color of what we want.
Yeah.
If we could, I'm thinking
color.
If we could incorporate.
Maybe it should be, like,
childlike. You can make
that's
what
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like we should.
Unique, but make sure that it complements the branding that we're doing for Bisbee.
That's exactly. Both you guys have just said what I was going to say. I was going to say we should amend. No problem. We should amend the current, and not really amend, but kind of use this as a starter. And have something that has to do with the city of Bisbee, and then have something with children. That could be something historical. We could get like a historic clip art. We can get rights to the Mining Historical Museum to use images like that. We could have something like, you know, a young kid like going to school like next to a burrow or something, for just as an example. Mm-hmm. You know, something that has children in Bisbee And if because if we keep like the adult logo, it kind of looks like.
Or maybe. And I know that you have an in for that.
Yeah.
Or maybe if we took like the logo that's already there and just made it more childlike, like more bubbly.
Like, so what if like we like the took same, the City of Bisbee logo and did like a Rugrats font or like a bubble font?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because it would complement, but it would just be more childlike.
Okay.
Like basically just recreate it, but like
current logo, but make it vibrant.
Like reverse its age a couple
like
years back.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is like Byron Chris.
Okay. Let me see what we can do.
And
with
what's
that.
Wrong with that? You want the right dress.
Okay. Let me see what we can do with that then.
Okay.
Any other suggestions? Who should add to the flag?
What time is it?
Or branding, logo, etc.
Oh, 44.
Item 5.
Oh, okay.
Discussion and possible recommendations on the youth outreach or youth town hall. Somebody want to start with this?
I really think, I know we've talked about it already, but I really think that we should try to plan a day, like just one day, and we go to like all three schools and do like at least just a presentation. And if we do, like the sooner we do that, then we can kind of start like other recruiting methods, but that'd be cool just to do that like a little sooner in the year.
Yeah, I would push if we could do that probably within the next 60 days.
Yeah.
Or even 30 days.
Yeah, if not. Because graduation is coming.
Yeah.
So do you guys have a date that you guys want to start looking at? And then we can make sure that it would work for all the other
schools.
We could do, I'm thinking maybe the, just as a random number.
I think it should definitely be a Thursday.
Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay.
Sometime in November. There's only November. Four
I think definitely a Thursday in the afternoon, because that's when everything's kind of dies.
Yeah,
so the last Thursday in November is the 29th. That gives you guys...
Is that break your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving's the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool. Yeah, we could do
or the weekend.
That. That's right.
I think so, yeah.
And then we could spend at least, if we could spend at least maybe 90 minutes at each school.
Yeah.
Give it like
well,
a general.
Well, at least at the
so
beginning
we're
of class.
Need to get on
with
the each school
technically
principal.
Maybe we should
get
an
auditorium meet with them on November 29th.
Yeah, like
it's a Thursday.
Not necessarily
November
29th. Assembly, but yeah, an assembly. 29th. Get everyone in
November
29th. Maybe. And then as soon as that's over, we could just leave after
and it'd probably be easier.
Oh, at the high school?
Yeah.
If we went to different schools, it would probably be easier.
Yeah, that would definitely
because then we don't have to make buses come and, you know, people. Yeah.
It's not. Unless we don't, if we don't go to the school, I'd say it wouldn't work out. But we could
so
do some type of, like,
if we outreach to them, it gives them the impression that we're trying.
And if we, like, forcibly gather everyone here, they have to listen to
us. And then they might, because, like, there's always those incentives.
What three other schools?
Actually decent.
Yeah.
Greenway and Lowell.
Lowell. And this one.
So
but
Greenway.
We wouldn't leave
well,
this
Green,
campus.
Greenway.
Oh, it's too young.
Well, they're too young.
Greenway's too young.
But, I mean, if we go to,
if they
like...
they have siblings, they could easily talk to them about it and be like, hey, this
we
is
should
what
just
we
go to Lowell.
Today.
Yeah, we could just go to
just
Lowell.
Just Lowell in high school, I think.
But is there another... Is there any other...
There's Naco, but they're not...
Are you talking Garden?
Actually, Naco
no,
would be
we're
great. Naco is like a huge light bulb test.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Because they don't, I mean, they don't usually have that much of a kind of interaction with Bisbee in the sense that, like, they come from Naco to Bisbee, but they don't learn about some of the programs. And
Naco kids make up a majority of the school, and they're not really involved, so that would be a nice outreach.
Okay. True. The only thing is, okay, I don't know if this makes a difference, but, like, when Sam was signing up for school, because her... like, house is technically in the zip code of Naco.
Mm-hmm.
Can they still be, like, on our youth council, even though they don't technically live within
our
city limits?
We have what's called a residency waiver.
It's on the back as well, it
yeah.
says.
Oh, okay. Okay, then that's fine. But I think we should go to Naco then.
Okay. Hey, and so if we did this, you'd have to think transportation from Naco to here.
Three of us at least have our own car.
Okay.
We could carpool.
If we can get, if, I mean, as long as it's school, we get that excused form to transport.
Okay.
And, I mean, if push comes to shove, like, literally one of our cars has enough for pretty much all of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys can ride back.
So what time of day would you guys be doing this on the 29th? Just an idea.
Probably, well, we were
we should start at, like, sorry to interrupt.
No,
go ahead.
It's going to be your school day, too. You guys got to remember that.
It's a Thursday, so we can keep going. I think... departed around like 10:30 to the 11:30 block is when we like departed or we left earlier. If the first school we started at 10:30, that would give us an hour. If we did an hour, so an hour and a half at each school, then it would be 12, so in another hour and a half at NACO would be 1:30. Yeah. And then we would still have an hour, almost two, we'd have about 2 hours still of school, and that would be allowing 90 minutes at each school.
So doing nine.
Unless we just like went at lunch and like finished the days at the school, or finished the day at the school.
That would probably be a better idea. Or if we didn't.
I don't know what we would talk about for 90 minutes.
Yeah, that feels a little long, but.
I feel like an hour could be good though, because we could do like a half an hour presentation.
If we do something interactive, that way everyone will get a chance to like physically touch things, and like children at assemblies just want to physically touch things.
So. If we like get something that the kids can actually like interact with and like make it stimulating enough to where they might actually want to like ask some questions or
something. We could bring the mayor to gavel and like each one like smack it really hard and say order.
Big, this is the future, kids. Okay.
This is your future.
Aristocratic order.
You're out of order.
Do you want to start going to the schools and or?
Yeah, because we'll have to. We're gonna need to know what time we're talking about.
So probably we would.
So that we can get with the principals and make sure that it's not gonna be a problem.
Well, since our school is like first step, we would probably just start here and try to work something out with Mr. Gilner and see like is there a possible way we can get all the students in here?
Mr.
Like, in
the Gilner auditorium. Would be.
Do you want all students or just interested students?
No one would.
No, it's, I think no all students.
There's people that like when they hear the word youth council, it's the same as student council, because like I despise student council, but I'm all in favor of youth council.
Mm-hmm. And okay. Yeah, right now whenever they announced youth council, all the student council kids came out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And we had to send him back.
Okay.
Okay. Wrong one.
No, we did it gracious.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Okay.
So what are you going to do with the as a presentation?
I think we're definitely going to need to get together as a group and like try to figure some, like maybe look at some presentations online.
Yeah, we should plan some.
Do we have to do that in like a meeting sense, or can we just do that like together?
If we just thought of ideas, I don't think we need a quorum.
Okay.
As long as you guys are not voting on anything.
No, we'll probably just like get together outside of.
Maybe put together a PowerPoint.
Yeah, we'll probably. But I think it'd be cool also if we did
something. Outside of school, we should all get together.
Yeah, I think we could just get together and like. I think it'd be cool if we like included something interactive and like had pictures and stuff.
Show some like before and afters. Like show them before and after the skate park was built. For example, be like, this is a long-lasting youth council project that you are not aware of. But
before we even say like youth council did this, like we could show like the cool thing.
Mention your conference.
Do you go to the skate park?
Networking.
Conferences.
Okay.
All
right.
So the youth town hall.
That could kind of be hand in hand. I mean, you can consider that your time to hear them, or you could make, if you start building off this, you guys could schedule your own time to have a open house, like a this is us.
Well, I think from like now, I think it'd be cool if we can make like a more like patterned time of when we have meetings and stuff, you know, like a specific date.
Because on here it says the meetings first and third Tuesday of each month promptly at 5 p.m. during the school year. So it's like a strict. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then that could also be like a time when we have like a youth town hall, and we can talk about that in our presentations and stuff too. It's like, even if you guys don't want to be a part of the actual council, there is a way for you guys to like get your ideas out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When are you thinking about having your town hall?
Well, just like, what do you mean? Like at our meetings?
No, if you're going to have a town hall, what are you planning on having one before the end of the year or after the first of the year when you
where
come
would
back?
It
or
be? Is it just like they any like
well,
what do
what
we do
it's
in
up
a town
to
hall?
Us to choose.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you want to do.
Is it just like a big meeting where they can all come in and mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. And they can sign up just so like
I
want to
be. But you should have some type of purpose for that mm-hmm. meeting.
You could do something in the guidance office or like have it there. because that's some place where people can go and check out info about things like that. And the people that go into Ms. Cesaro's office for like scholarship information would be interested in youth council.
Yeah.
Okay. You might want to do it after school hours, though, in case you do have other youth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And parents.
So it would have to be
basically,
a...
I agree with the doing the town hall in tandem, because that's basically what we would be doing at the other schools, is like setting up a portable town hall.
Yeah.
Like a teepee, then. And people can come over and have council and, you know, discuss and present and things like that. And that would be like... invitation for interest from the other schools, and then the ones that aren't old enough, now they know that it exists and they can, you know, look forward to doing it, or just know that it is available when they get older.
I think the point of like a town hall is basically just like to hear everyone's voices. Is it like possible
you can have town halls for different reasons? If you want to explain what youth council is and how you can get involved with it and some of the things that you're doing and so on, and then open it up for questions.
Yeah,
for
so
people.
Basically those outreaches would basically be just like part of the town hall.
Would we want it like more presentation, or would we want it more like personal interaction, like...
It
could be like a semi, it could be a blend of it. It could be, what I was thinking, I just had a thought looking at my phone, and I remembered that there was an iBusiness meeting at the senior center a while ago, and it was about getting restaurants and businesses in Old Bisbee to better coexist with one another. And the woman, Kimber, who did it, she brought, if you guys remember from school, the buzzers, where it's like it has buttons that you can choose options on. And even though that was a simple thing, and you don't have to do something as technologically savvy, it was like a survey asked to people there. And even though that was like an exact number, because the number mattered, we could just do a general, like, that's how we could probably start it, is just with an open survey where people could have, you know, raise your hand for this kind of deal. And
make
that
it kind fun.
Of worked, because that got business owners all in the room to, you know, suddenly like participate, even though they were like bickering a second ago about things like that.
Yeah, I was at that one.
Cool. Also, it takes a very long time to get people to like understand how to use the buzzers, and so it wouldn't be worth it.
All right, you haven't used, someone out there hasn't used their buzzer yet.
Yeah, so he was like, there's still two more that haven't been checked.
All right, where are you guys?
Six.
All right, so moving on to item six, the presentation and discussion by Taslina Sheikh on the youth garden.
Okay, I didn't really make a presentation because I forgot what I mean. But anyway, I just really thought, I don't really know where to start. Okay, so... if you guys don't remember, I don't know if you were here for that.
Ms. Shea and Ms. Sarah.
So we used to have the youth garden at Greenery, and it actually got started by Jen Johnson, Sage's mom. Yeah. She got a grant actually through like a bigger company to outsource basically her job. She was getting paid by them to be like a garden coordinator for our school. So she got like a pretty good amount of money and set up like a really nice foundation place. Like there's a super great base for like a really nice garden. It has like a good setup for like rainwater that comes into these big tanks, and it specifically goes just to like water the garden and like the outside. So it's really cool. Like Greenway is pretty unique about that. And those tanks hold like massive amounts of water, so it's like there's almost no need to outsource water from anywhere else. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a really self-sustainable garden. And it's also just like really cool. There's like a lot of time spent into it. A bunch of people from the community like went and built it by hand and stuff. And it's like painted by us when we were like little kids. So it's really cool. Like, but right now nothing's really growing in there. Like it's kind of just there. So I think it'd be so cool if we like got a couple weekends together, just how they used to do, and they would come in, and that was when they were first building it, so they would spend their weekends and build the place. But if we just like kind of came back in and maybe raised a like
or put out a little bit of money, maybe got some donations from the community, tried to like raise a little bit of money and like just get it started back up, and maybe try to put a program back into the schools, like whether that's a club or like a teacher running it or something. We could talk to like the Greenway principal and see what type of possibilities there might be for that to like keep it sustainable afterwards.
We should have, and this is, even though this may not be beneficial to youth council, it's beneficial for our public image. Also, it sounds fun just me thinking about it. We could have some of the kids, come and help us.
Yeah.
And like ask for kids to come out, because
that's
like,
and mentor the kids in garden.
If I was a kid, I would love to be like called out of class of just like coloring to like plant in the garden.
Yeah, and like we can have specific like coordinated days on the weekends when we do like events. They used to have bake sales there with like, they would even like sometimes sell the crops. I remember like it was a big, huge thing. Like it opened a bunch of doors for like different activities and stuff. So like
they did the plastic bag monster. Remember
yes.
that?
Yes, that was cool. Yeah.
They did all kinds
of
stuff.
We were young.
So I think it'd be really cool if we could like maybe bring it back. We can start a day and like have some kids come in and have like a big day. Like we could kind of plan it a little more in advance and like start it off. We can have some paints and kind of start the tradition.
I think we should have them repaint.
Yeah, but I think we should also still leave some of our murals, because some of them are still intact, and it would also just be really cool to like have some of them.
I feel like the adults, like us, we should paint, also because paint is a little bit more...
But
like,
the thing, how it was painted, like literally we just like got a bunch of... Like, there's actually part of the wall is made from stones, and basically some of the community members like brought in like broken tile pieces and just like stuff from the town, and they made one of the walls, and then a bunch of the kids came in and just like painted one of the walls with their handprints.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I think it'd be really cool if we could like leave one of those walls that we painted.
Ooh, maybe you could just leave them all and have them paint like garden beds instead.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff that's still unpainted, so it would be really cool if we like got some paint in or something and just like had kids like paint some stuff,
and like, that gives them a stake in the whole.
Yeah,
even,
and then
even bigger too, if they plant their own item from seed, when they see like especially a sunflower, for example, like.
Well, one year at harvest time, the kids went out and harvested, and I made them stew out of everything they cooked. It was all, everything was out of that garden.
Something like that.
But
that
it would also just be cool if once they get to our age, they'll be like, oh yeah, like I like how we kind of remember being having like a hand in that garden. And it was a really cool thing for us to do. And it's even a good opportunity for kids like on the weekend who don't necessarily have something to do.
The B&G could get involved with regular
exactly
maintaining.
And there's a bunch of like stuff that continues to happen, like past the point of like planting everything, there has to make sure like it gets watered, which it is sustainable, but someone does have to like go turn the water on and stuff. So that would be an activity for maybe like a science class to participate in. Like there's just a bunch of opportunities, but I think it'd be cool if we either like decide to raise money for it, or like if we're able to like set aside money, because it does like cost to get something like that started, because you have to buy seeds, you have to buy tools. I don't know what they still have, but
the library,
I'm sure the library has seed
garden.
Like
and I know
the library has a seed garden.
Yeah, and I know for a fact like they put a shed specifically for that garden, and I'm pretty sure most of the tools are still in there, because once the grant finished. Like, basically why the garden ended in the first place is because once the grant finished, like, there was obviously no one else to pay the position of the garden coordinator. So that wasn't, like, a job title anymore. So no one was really left there to, like, keep it sustained. So it'd be really cool if Youth Council could even, like, keep that sustained. Like, that could be, like, one of the things
that we...
And
that would get community involvement, too, if this is the youth.
And it's, like, one
garden.
Of the things that we could continue to be, like, doing. And we can even, like... That could be like our
and you could get the library involved with that too. With
exactly.
Their seeds, because all they ask for is seeds back from
and
the
all
product.
All we really need to do is like figure out where we need like the tools, and we can like get from all these other businesses and like.
That'd be a good thing for Youth Council, especially because no adults want to maintain a garden for no money.
Exactly, and it's
that's
the youth
council
garden.
Is.
Like, that's the whole point of it. So. It'd be really cool if we just, like, got it started back
and it's
up.
It's also a good learning experience for Greenway.
It's so good. Like, I remember, I have
remember
a bunch of memories
the,
from that.
I remember growing the mushrooms. Did you ever grow the mushrooms in the classroom?
No, I didn't.
They brought the mushrooms in, and they put them in, like, a little box. It was, like, a tissue box, and they made it, like, damp in the inside, and they grew from the inside. It was just a cool project. You could do projects, too.
Yeah, it was really cool. I remember sometimes on the weekends, like, once stuff was already, like, blooming and stuff already, Jen would have, like, there'd be, like, all kinds of weekend stuff. Like, sometimes we would make planters, or we, you know how you can, like, smash the flowers on, like, books and stuff?
Yeah.
We would, like, do that. We would make bird feeders. And, like, that would also be a fun thing for us to do sometimes when we don't have, like, a fundraiser or something. Mm-hmm. We can have, like, youth activities.
Classes.
Yeah, and we can just, like, have, like, okay, guys, let's make bird feeders today. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, and I'd also, like, recommend it as an elective for, like, maybe one quarter, and then offer to high school, be like, hey, this is for a quarter, you can get, like, volunteer service and something else that combines with it.
And, you know, another really cool thing, like, that would give us a really cool opportunity to work with the kids, since we, like, I know it's a big thing with seniors this year, we're not really allowed to get a bunch of hours of release time. So if we could somehow, like, work it out where it's not necessarily, like, an hour of release time, but that's a period that you can go to during school,
like
maybe one of your last periods.
Like, they do it for the teacher's aid.
Yeah, it's like a teacher's aid type of a thing, but it would be almost like an internship program that you would be participating in. Obviously, we would have to make sure, like, it was being maintained. But, I mean, it could be a really cool thing because not only would it be, like, working with the kids from the high school and the kids down there, but it would also give a lot of seniors a really good opportunity to have a period that's not so, like, useless.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Cool. I feel like we should move this to old business as well.
Okay.
For further discussion.
So okay. I think we could maybe between the next meeting we can try to see what type of donations we can get, because seeds are so cheap too. Like, those can get donated
so easily.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind donating, like, a bunch of seeds.
Yeah,
even being
like a family
ace,
garden.
I'm sure.
And
like,
maybe some of us could go down to Greenway and see what's going on with that shed, see if we can get it open. Because literally everything for the garden is down
there.
Like, all the little shovels.
Yeah.
And then everything besides that is pretty much already set up. Like, we literally have planters, like, everything set up pretty well.
So you're going to have the kids plant the seeds, or are they going to plant in the garden directly, or are they going to plant them, like, in their classrooms, and once they come up, then plant them in the garden?
You should plant something that grows outside.
Well, that's the cool thing. There's an opportunity because there's, like, multiple places. There's a there's planters, and what those were mostly used for, there was a specific day, like, the first day the garden officially opened. She had it really well, like, plotted out, and each kid got to plant a specific seed, but it was all, like, plotted out, so it'd be, like, one thing. And it was, like, tomatoes, like, squash, stuff like that, that would be more, like, abundant. And then
a carrot.
Yeah, and then there was, like, and carrots, stuff like that, and then there was also little planters. I remember we made them, actually. We just got, like, little pots or something, and then we, like, decorated them or something, but we made planters, and then a bunch of kids got to, like, plant their own plants. There was, like, a wall of little plants growing.
Do you remember the Greenway, the watermelon bash? Maybe we could, like, incorporate that to, like, the garden, but, like, with a different, like, whenever things, of course, if it works out. Whenever they start growing things, we could have a day where they go in and eat it.
Exactly. We could have, like, we would also have potlucks, I remember, like, basically where we could come in and there would be, again, like, activities for the kids to do, but we also would get to, like, pick the plants and, like, eat them and stuff like that. And sometimes, and it would just be really cool. Like, it was kind of sustainable. And it was, like, there was always something on the weekends that, like, had to do with it. Like, there was always an activity, like,
and
going on.
Is the intent, to get it all set up and then start planting in the spring?
Pretty much
or
the intent, because the good thing about Arizona here, we have a really nice climate for a sustainable all-year-round garden. if you guys sit, no.
Yeah, there's still, yeah, but there, you know, there's still some things that you can't.
So we can't play everything, but it would be, like, the cool thing about this, not only do we want to make it, like, sustainable, it, like, the whole point of it is to, like, educate kids. So
absolutely.
We would kind of try to be showing kids, like, okay, these are what grow during these specific times of the year.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it would basically mostly just be bringing it back to the kids and, like, trying to get a sustainable garden going.
I'm sorry, but I have to leave. I've got a doctor's appointment.
Bye.
Get with it.
Get with it.
I got lots of shells and holes and everything else.
Yeah, gardens are, like, really nice and easy.
And it's kind of cool because we were the last class to garden there.
I'm pretty sure we were,
that
like, the only
be
class,
cool.
honestly.
Yeah.
Because
so we kind of know how it was running when we were there.
Because I didn't actually go to Green Lake for a lot of my school, but my mom was, like, good friends with Jen.
Because when Miss Shay and Miss Sarah left, and that was my last year there, it ended.
So, like, everybody that was, like, my age got to go there, but I would just get to go there on the weekends mostly.
Maybe we can set up a meeting with the Greenway principal.
I think that would be really cool.
We should be there with the meeting as well. Like,
no, that's what I'm saying. We as in you guys.
Yeah.
not us. You guys get to do the work.
No, that's what I was hoping for.
My little bob head.
I have a video on YouTube. There's actually
There's
the bag
YouTube
monster.
Videos of us going in there.
It's so cringy. It's terrible.
If honestly, I feel like that program was a really big letdown because if someone had like gotten that grant renewed or just like tried to sustain it a little bit more, even though her position couldn't have gone kept, it was a really good program. Like that was a big loss
but
for
that's
the school district.
Really
I feel like.
That's right.
So
that's
I think
exactly right.
It
and you have
really
to make sure that it
keeps
goes
going.
From
you
one.
Have to pass it down. Mm-hmm.
But that would
yes.
be like that could be like our thing. Like for the youth council, we run the youth garden.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And it's a lot of
because that's not just a one-time project. Mm-hmm. It's a
to be honest.
And that is a community.
Yeah.
Type
and
of
that
thing.
Can also be like a fundraiser potential. Like we can even raise money like for the to put back into the garden. Like
mm-hmm. sell your vegetables.
Exactly.
I think
at
that
the
before
market.
The kids get in there, though, I think that maybe the youth council should go in and plant something or just see like.
I think
I would
just
say we should
up.
Get everything prepped.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Because
so that they only
like
have
the soil's
season.
Pretty fairly old. Like we definitely should go back in and like
and
turn
bed.
The soil and.
We could just replace the soil too.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that
it's really not that much. And the thing that Jen did, I remember before, like, pretty much how she prepped for the kids to come in, she plotted out everything, and she had really, like, precise labels. Like, each of the bed was for, like, a specific thing, so we can have, like, tomatoes, carrots, like, onions, however, and, like, label each of them and plot them out so there's a spot for, like, each kid to
right.
be able to plant something.
Right.
And then it's kind of cool also that,
and the
like,
teachers could bring it into the classroom, because I know that you can put a seed in a wet paper towel and it'll start growing.
Yeah,
well,
that's
what I was wondering if it was going to go into the classroom.
Yeah,
we'll
have
to start there and then
they
plant there.
Definitely,
the hydroponic experiment is great, and then like people can grow like I remember we grew like lima beans in like a paper towel.
Yeah,
that's what I was pinto bean.
Exactly.
Like we could transfer those, even though lima beans suck, people could still.
I love lima beans.
I think beans are good.
But only baby ones.
Okay.
But it would be really cool if we could talk to the teachers in advance, maybe see like if you guys have a garden type activity in mind that you may want to be able to implement into your like classroom. That'd be really cool. And we could set like a big date, and we could even do it like on a school day and like maybe coordinate it with Greenway and see like can we have a day and like have your kids come down, because they did it on a school day for us, and I remember that was like the best
day
of school ever.
They had it for like elective.
Yeah, like it was an elective period.
It was like an ongoing thing.
But that's also because
for Greenway or
yeah,
for Greenway.
Granted,
but maybe we
those years there was like a 3-year period where there was like a grant at Greenway, and it paid for that position to like have a teacher basically, and it paid for like all the funding for everything.
Right, because it paid for building it, and I remember when that went in.
Yeah. But unfortunately, we don't have it anymore.
But that's what things that
I think that's great to revitalize that. I think that's a great.
I'll call the Greenway principal and see if we can set something up with you guys and her.
Cool.
Yeah, because if we could do that soon and have everything planned,
or unless you want to talk to her,
by
don't you? I went to school with her.
best at best January, then it's basically
used to be Taylor.
I know. I really like the film.
Yeah,
really
she and I have known each other since preschool. So.
Oh well.
Best things about this town, people. But, and those could also, I mean, I don't know if they could coincide, but, I mean, if we work with the pound and the garden, like, those are two really cool things, so.
Yep.
And also, school isn't going on, like, during the summer, we could also have, like, churches, like, help out in, like, doing that, because they love helping.
Yeah, like, the a thing with the garden, literally, everyone
can
be a part of
that.
And it's a really good way. I remember that was, like, probably a prime in Bisbee's like history when the community was like really intertwined.
I remember they'd bring us like burritos sometimes for working.
Yeah, we would get to go there and be like shoveling and stuff, and they would come in and be like snacks. We were like, yes,
we'll work for snacks.
It was great.
Okay, that seems cool.
I love the enthusiasm.
And then next year around this time, we could even like grow our own pumpkins and do like a little pumpkin garden carving.
Oh yeah,
they did that.
But
we don't even
definitely
stuff like
have
that.
To expand it.
But it's like really, I grew pumpkins in my grandma's front yard, and I carved them. Like they're so, you guys,
they're very
easy
to grow.
I grew watermelons, pumpkins, and squash in Arizona in
squash
like the
is,
fall time.
Squash is super easy to
grow. You can donate
just, like,
pumpkins
just as easy as squash. I thought it was going
to
be so hard, but I planted them, and they were like overflowing. I mean, one day my grandma
zucchini,
ran over this big
squash,
bunch.
Squash,
any
of those type of...
I thought that's
you get overrun.
We could donate, in that case, we could donate pumpkins to the culinary class and they could do whatever with and learn
yes!
how to learn how
like,
to
that's the thing,
pumpkins.
The garden stuff down
that's
here.
Great.
We
that's
can,
great.
Like, bring stuff down in the culinary class from the high school could work with the garden from the elementary school and they can, like,
that'd be a good thing.
It'd have a little bit more value than just going to Safeway and being like, yeah.
Yeah, like, imagine if
we're... probably going to have to look at what the contract or whatever is for the food that comes in.
Oh, yeah.
But
well,
I don't know if that would
they're
be a big
like
deal.
That
that's so stupid. I'm just kidding, but the some of the stuff we eat here and that's what they're gonna restrict on. What?
Just gonna sip my tea.
Yeah, we can definitely absolutely like, that would be great to have them
okay,
do that.
I'm on
that. You're gonna turn away fresh vegetables, but I'm pretty sure I ate a piece of cardboard
actually,
for lunch.
Actually, culinary probably would be a problem.
What's that?
Okay.
The culinary.
It might not.
Come on,
I was thinking cafeteria.
Yeah, the culinary.
I remember though when I was in the little garden as an elementary schooler, when they were like, "Yeah, this is gonna produce food." I was all, "We're gonna eat this food at the cafeteria in a couple weeks. Just wait, guys." They were all, "No, it doesn't work that way." I was like, what?
Dang it.
I was like, just for me, the rest of the school doesn't need it.
All right, well, let's wrap this meeting up. Do you have any more further comments?
Probably long enough.
No, it was good, though. It was only like
comments,
10 minutes left of school.
You know me.
Okay. Wrapped up.
Cool. Any other comments? Staff comments?
No.
All right, in that case, I'll move to adjourn the meeting.
Yeah, second.
We have second. All in favor, say the same.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Meeting is adjourned.
Sounds like the best meeting we've ever had, right?
Good meeting, guys.